Marco.
Good morning.
Good morning, Hanok. Hey, is today a fast day or is that the month of off?
It is a fast day. It's a sunrise to sunset fast day.
Today, okay.
So, not like Tisha B'Av.
Okay.
Why don't we start and
okay.
Hopefully others will join us. Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedulat Shemincha, Tati, Sera, Alpha Gimel Yitat Sadi, Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagdenu, Taharenu, Nora, Kufre Shayan, Sintet Nun, Nagibor, Dorshe Hudcha, Kivavat, Shamrem, Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kaf Shin, Barhem Taharem, Rachame Sikadcha, Tamid Gamleim, Betet Reish, Saditat Gimel, Hasim Kadosh, Vero Tucha, Nael Adata, Et Kufbet, Tet Nunayim, Yachid Geyeh, Lamcha Pene, Zokre Kedushatach, Yud Gimelamet, Hey Zion Kuf, Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Siakatenu, Yodea, Talumot, Shim Kufav, Tzadiyotav. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation. We will utilize the 13 attributes of mercy for this purpose. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'Chanun, Erech Apayim V'Rav Chesed V'Emet, Notzer Chesed L'Alafim, Noseyawon Wafesha, V'Chata'a V'Nake. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from Parsha of Yitro. It's Pasuk 29 in the Zohar Sulam commentary. But I'll start with the L'Shem Yichud. L'Shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bidchilu Erchimud Chilu Chilu Erchimu V'yavta L'Shem Yudhe B'Vavhe B'Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah V'ayhino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kananeh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kananehu Rabbi Abba Amar B'ka Ma'atar Tameinam B'kudsha Barichu Koma Yaved Leila Witata Kola Ihu Kishot Yovada Dikshot Vele lachmi la bialma divae vapar nash. Vedach yaleya nineya ulam haga. Veya kalana dehakulu ovada. Big shot imun wikola isterich bialma. The energy of the year 5778 is to bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses that connect to the energy of this year. The first that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon, vayitchal vayavo. Hamelech liroto vayomer Amnon el hamelech havo natamar achoti udlabez le'ene shete levivot li'evre mi'ada. The second verse that connects to this energy is Psalms 32, chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Chet. The letters of this name are separated by three letters each. Chatati odiacha, wawoni lo kisiti. Amarti ode ale peshai la donai yo he wahe we ata nasata awon khatati sela. The year 5777 is the energy of the goat and the energy of the wake-up call. There are also two verses that can connect to this energy. The first verse that we will study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tzad tzaduni katzipor oyevai chinam. The first letters of these words create Satsuki Ak, which translates as appear like brothers. The last letters, the final letters of these words, create Gir Yam, which translates as a sea of penance. The second verse that connects to this year of the goat and the year of the wake up is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion. The letters of this name are separated by seven letters each. Kim Vadonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadivaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year 5776, known as the year of the pause, has two verses that connect to its energy. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayu limat lelo yachlu lehashit et kol ha'olot. Vayehaskum achechem halevim ad kelot hamlacha v'ad yitkadshu hakohanim ki halevim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me hakohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai, Yohewahe, Lalahe, Wawawa, Yola, Yo, Alame, Hey, 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 Aka, Ah, Rekaha. The second verse that connects to this energy is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bituva Adonai Yohewahe Adead Kibia Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Zurolami. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses in the Tanakh that connects to this energy. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni al biliruki. Next, we will study 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, Uru, Mikol Amachagoya, Asher Yidchabe Sham Wishavtem, Eli El Naho, Wehalakti Yidchem, Wechayim Yeshno, Vares Vehipasti. O Tob, call Alfe Yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetza yoved roal yom ruayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakam takta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosipu v'nei avlal anoto. We'll now connect to the 72 names of God. We do this using the tool of the name of the letter, using its root vowel, saying it out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe aka aka heta hezayo alada la awahe hea yozalame behe he reyo he kome. La awa kalayo la wa wa pehe la nula ka yo 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 me la he 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 wa nuta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo awa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he. Kawako me nuda, anu yo he a me, re he a yo yo za, me he he me yo ha, wa wa la yo la he, sa a la a re yo, a shi la me yo he, wa he wa da nu yo, he he shi a me me, nu nu a nu yo ta, me be he pe wa yo, nu me me yo yo la, he re he me tsa re, wa me be yo he he, anu wa me he yo, ka me be me nu ko, a yo a he be 72 names from that are revealed by the Tzaddikim. We will utilize the same tool in the same manner. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a me me be shi la yo hey anu wa ta me ta hey hey yo anu da la hey wa hey me ya yo sa la me re hey hey yo yo hey me me la wa wa ta be yo la yo wa pe nu la. Nu mecha, yo he yo, me nu hey he he wa, nu yo hey he shia, yo re ta shia he, re la yo wa wa me, la yo be wa he re, yo yo wa, la he he ka a ko me nu da, a nu yo he wa me, re he a yo he za. Hey, she, hey, me, ka, ka, wa, wa, la, yo, yo, hey, sa, a, la, re, yo, a, a, la, me, he, me, ta, hey, wa, hey, wa, da, la, yo, hey, yo, she, a, la, me, nu, hey, a, nu, wa, ta, me, la, hey, be, a, yo, nu, ko, me, yo, re, la, hey, be, hey, me, za, re, wa he be yo wa he ala wa me za yo da he be me ka ko ala a he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the 18th day of Tammuz, there are none, no Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day. So we study those people who we are Tzaddikim, but we do not know the day of their Hilulah. Among them are any person who passed during the Shoah, or we do not know the date of their passing. And on the five daughters of Slofad, who have a great desire to connect to the land of Israel. And as we normally do, the Tzaddikim who will leave tonight, the 19th day of Tammuz, Rabbi Yitzhak Isaac ben Rabbi Yoel Lev Halevi Herzog, Rabbi Eliezer Yehuda ben Rabbi Nosson Tzvi Finkel, Rabbi Zalman Schachter Shalomi, Rabbi Yonah Stenzel, and Rabbi Benzion Abba Shaul ben Rabbi Eliyahu. And the eighth verse of the Anna B'Koach we say in a whisper. Today's class continues our discussions and teachings about the three negative weeks that started yesterday, or really today, because Shabbat was the energy of the fast was moved from Saturday, which we don't fast, to Sunday today. You can find that handout on the unique astrological times link underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem webpage, or at the bottom of the mobile device Yeshem webpage. If you will scroll down almost to the bottom of the unique astrological times page, you'll find the 3-week period, The last link on the three-week period is titled 3 Weeks, Deeper Explanations of the Meditations, the Writings by the Ari, Rabbi Isaac Luria. Last week, we taught the meditations for the 3 weeks. This week, we will go into a deeper level of understanding by reading directly the translation of the writings of the Ari. Before we go into those, I'm going to connect to the meditations verbally for you. The first meditation is to go one letter to the right of the Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh letters. That would be Tet-Dalet-Heh-Dalet. Then go one letter to the left, which would be Kaf-Vav-Zayin-Vav. And then the central column letters, which is using the Atbash substitutions, Mem-Tzadi-Pei-Tzadi. Together, these three names have a gematria of 361, which is the letter Shin, Shin Yud Nun, with the Kolel. So by saying these three names and meditating on these three names, we have created one of the letter Shins. Then the word retse, or tsara, they're same letters in different order. Tsara means trouble. Retse means desire, the will of God. During these 3 weeks, it's important that we change the troubles, the chaos, into a level of consciousness of being connected to God and making our desires his will. The letters retse, the word retse, has a gematria of 295. And when we connect to the name of God, Adonai, the master of the physical world, Aleph Daled Nun Yud, which has a gematria 65, we create a second shin. Now the letter shin has the energy of three vavs, which is 18, which is life. The energy of the shin has the energy of passion. But it also, through the three vavs, has the energy of balance. Then we have the two words, Sim Shalom. The gematria of these two words is 726. Sim Shalom means to input, generate peace. The two shins that we have created in the previous four meditations have a gematria of 720, 360 times 2. When we add the six names, Tet Dalet Hey Dalet, Kaf Vav Zayin Vav, Mem Tzadi Hey Tzadi, Pei Tzadi, Elohim, Adonai, and Hashem, those six names, if we add a kolel for each of those names, we have a gematria of 726, the same gematria as Sim Shalom, which allows us to inject the consciousness of peace into this period this difficult period, which by injecting the shalom, the peace into this period, we sweeten the judgments. Now, to continue to go into a deeper level of these meditations, Kabbalah provides unique mystical meditations to sweeten harsh judgment. And this meditations that we just did, while we use it during the 3 weeks, we can also use it at other times in our life that we feel we're in a period of harsh judgment. During difficult times, Kabbalah instructs us to lay low. During difficult times, such as the 3 weeks in which the accusing forces seem to reign, Kabbalah instructs us to lay low, disguising the holiness of our divine service, lest it fall prey to the klipot. In addition to this, however, is a profound underlying principle that the deeper we penetrate into the realms of the concealed, the greater the potential for accessing the inner light of the Torah. Hence, it is not surprising that the following meditations from the Ari to be applied to the daily liturgy during the 3 weeks offer deep secrets as to the nature of divine mercy and the impending redemption at this traditional time of mourning, the historical tragedies which have befallen the Jewish people. In the blessing of the Avot, the patriarchs, during the first mention of the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, have in mind that this name, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, is illuminating its related name, created by shifting the letters of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh back in the order of the alphabet. They become Tet-Dalet-Heh-Dalet, as we've just re-emphasized earlier. The Bnei Yisachar, Rabbi Tzvi Elimelech from Dino, comments that the first two letters of this divine name, Tet, which equals a gematria of 9, and Dalet, which has a gematria of 4, hint to the 13 days of the 3 weeks, which are in the month of Tammuz. Related to these difficult days of Tammuz, we anticipate the times in which the 13 rectifications of the beard of Ari Chanpin shine upon us. The last two letters of the above divine name, the He, which has a gematria of 5, and the Dalet, which has a gematria of 4, hint to the last 9 days of the 3 weeks in the month of Av. These correspond to the 9 rectifications of the beard of Zeranpin. Also noteworthy is that 13 times 9 is 117. This is the numerical value of the phrase Noam Havaya, the pleasantness of Hashem, a phrase that comes from Psalms 27. And the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh in the second blessing, that of blessing of Atah Gibor, you are mighty, have in mind that this name, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, is illuminating its related name, created by shifting the letters of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh forward in the order of the alphabet, and they become Kaf-Vav-Zayin-Vav. And in the third Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, that of Atah Kadosh, you are holy, have in mind that this name, Havaya, or Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, is illuminating its related name, created via the Yatvash method, Mem-Tzadi-Pei-Tzadi. These three names, Ket-Dalet-Heh-Dalet, Kaf-Vav-Zayin-Vav, and Mem-Tzadi-Pei-Tzadi, have the numerical value of the word, the letter Shin, spelled Shin-Yud-Nun. With the Kolel, they become 361. The B'nai Yisachar notes that the numerical value of these three names, 361 plus the three times Yud Heh Vav Heh, 3 times 26 is 78. They enclosed with the Kolel equals the words for loving kindness. Chesed, which is 72, judgment, Din, which is 4, which is 304. The three general characteristics of the three first blessings of the standing prayer, the Amidah, respectively. I hope that paragraph is clear. But when we take 361, the total of the three names, plus 78, which is Hashem's name times three, or the right, left, and central, connecting to the three blessings and the three creations of those names by moving to the right, to the left, and the center, plus a kolel, it becomes 440. And when we add 72, which is chesed, din, which is judgment, 64, and birachamim, mercy, 304, we also get 440. It is a time of trouble for Jacob, but he will be saved from it. In addition, the sum of these three names equals the numerical value of the tribes from which the two Mashiachs, Ben Yosef and Ben David, will emerge. Yehuda, in Hebrew, has a gematria of 29, and Ephraim, 331. As for the blessing Ritzeh, favor, have in mind that the word Ritzeh, spelled Resh Tzadi Hey, has a gematria of 295, has the numerical value of the name Elohim when spelled out with the letter Hey. Elohim spelled out with the Hey is Aleph, which is 1, Lamed, which is 30, Hey, which is 80. Lamed, 30, Mem, 40, Dalid, 4, Hey, 5, Yud, 10, Vav, 6, Dalid, 4, Mem, which is 40, Mem, which is 40. These letters, Elohim spelled out in this way, spells has a gematria of 295. This is because the word Ritzeh is the same letters as the word Tzara, which means trouble. And this is the secret meaning of the verse. And it is a time of trouble for Jacob, but he will be saved from it. This trouble, this Tzara, is the secret of the name Elohim, spelled out with the Hey. And this is the secret of this period, the 3 weeks known as Bein HaMetzarim, literally between the straits, for the above name Elohim, spelled out with a Hey, which represents harsh judgment, emerges during this troubling period. Also, intend to add the name Adonai, which is equal to 65, with Retzeh, 295, of the spelled out Elohim above. And the result is the letter Shin, spelled Shin Yud Nun, Gematria 360. And have in mind that the two courts of judgment represented by the names Elohim and Adonai, which are mystical meanings of Bein HaMetzarim, literally between the straits or among the instigators of trouble. These two These instigators of trouble, the names Elohim spelled out with the letter He, and the names Adonai, which together equal the word for the letter Shin, Shin Yud Nun, are rectified, literally are sweetened, via the first three names that you had in mind during the first three blessings of the Amidah. Tet Dalet He Dalet, Kaf Vav Zayin Vav, and Mem Tzadi Pei Tzadi, which have the numerical value of the word for the letter Shin, spelled Shin Yud Nun, with the Kolel as mentioned above. And through this intention, the letters of the word for trouble, Sarah, get put to the side of mercy, resulting in favor. Favor us, Hashem, our master. In Hebrew, Retzeh spelled with the same letters as Sarah rearranged. By acknowledging the difficult state of affairs we are in, we begin to be able to rectify it. By acknowledging the difficult state of affairs we are in, we begin to be able to rectify it. By transforming words representing harsh judgment into words which communicate beneficence, our meditations affect divine influence even into the physical reality. This is a common technique, especially utilized during the 3 weeks, transforming words like dave, sadness, into hod, glory, or ani, a poor person, into ayin, the eye, communicating clarity of vision. And in the blessing Sim Shalom, to bestow peace, have in mind that the initial letters of Sim Shalom are the two letters, shins, mentioned above. Also, the words themselves, Sim Shalom, together have the numerical value Shin Yud Nun, 2 times the word for the letter Shin, plus 6, which represents the 6 divine names that we have mentioned until now. Yud Hey Vav Hey, its 3 related names, Tet Dalet Hey Dalet, Kaf Vav Zayin Vav, and Mem Tzadi Pei Tzadi, the name Elohim and the name Adonai. The numerical value of the additional divine names used in the above meditations equals 10 times 72, the number most associated with the sweetening of judgmental forces, and the number of possible permutations of the word Bereshit, which is 720. This hints at the founding principle of Torah, that the world was created with the intention that we become partners, so to speak, with Hashem in rectifying it, truly creating a world of loving kindness. This is the end of the deeper discussions that the Ari has given us in his writings. Our class is not over. We'll do so one other thing today. But before we do that, does anyone have any questions? If you go back to the unique astrological times link, within the 3 weeks, you will see a link titled the Tikkun Chatzot. Do you have a question?
That first meditation, I'm not having that work in front of me. I missed that last letter on the first meditation. It was Tet.
Tet Dalet, Hey Dalet.
Tet Dalet, Hey Dalet.
Correct.
Thank you.
So if you go back to the link that's titled Tikkun Chatzot, during the 3 weeks, only say the Tikkun Rachel, not the Tikkun Leah. There are two of them. One is in English and one is in Hebrew. We're going to read the Hebrew one. And we're going to be doing that every day at noon during this 3 weeks, except for Shabbat. So today we will do it in this class. It's a little early today, but doesn't really work out to do it at noon on Sundays. So we'll do it at the end of these classes on Sunday morning. But every other day we will be at noon, we will say this Tikkun Rachel. And we'll start with the Hebrew at the bottom of page 3. We have earlier in our preparation read the words of this, the English words on this handout. So if you weren't aware of that, please review them. Lishum la vele tzion la teit lahem pe'etachat efer. Eloheinu ve'elohei avoteinu tavo lefanecha tefilateinu ve'al titalam mitchidateinu she'enanu azefanim u'ksheyoref lomar Lefanecha Hashem Eloheinu Ve'elohei Avoteinu Tzadikim Anachnu Lo Chatanu Aval Anachnu Avoteinu Chatanu. Continuing with the doing. Ashamnu bagadnu gazalnu dabarnu tofi he'evinu vehirshanu zadnu chamasnu tafalnu sheker ya'atnu ra chayzavnu latznu Maradnu, Miatnu, Sarnu Avinu Pashanu Sarnu Kishinu Ore Vashanu Shehadnu Teavnu Tainu Titanu Sarnu Mamitsoteha Umimishpateha Hatovim Vilo Shava Lanu Uyata Tzadik Alkohaba Aleinu Ki Emet Asita V'anachnu Hirshanu Ma nomar lefanecha Shuken shechakim Halo kol v'haniglot Ata yodea Ata yodea razei olam Wita alumot sitre kohai Ata hofes pohadre Vaten uvohen Kelayot valev Ein davar Nelam mimach Ve'en nistar mineged Ein echa Uvken yehi ratzon Milfanecha Adonai Eloheinu Ve'elohe Avoteinu Shet Rachem Aleinu V'him Chiyuch V'tim Chom Lanu Al Koch Atoteinu Ut Kaper Lanu Al Kol Avonoteinu V'tim Chom V'tislach Lanu Al Kol Pashainu. We'll now read Psalm 137, the top of page 5. Al Nacharot Bavel Shan Yashanu Gam Bakinu Bezachreinu Et Zion Al Aravim V'tokatalinu Kinoroteinu Kisham She'elunu Shoveinu Divrei Shir V'tolaleinu Simcha Shirulanu Mishir Tzion Eich nashir et shir Hashem al adbat mekar im she'eshkachech Yerushalayim tishkach yemini tidbak lishoni lachiki im lo eskereiki Im lo a'ale et Yerushalayim Al rosh simchati Zekor Hashem livne edom Et yom Yerushalayim Ha'omrim varu aru Ad chasod ba Bat Bavel Hashduda Ashrei Sheshalem Lach Et Nemulech Shenamalt Lanu Ashrei Sheyochez V'nipetz et olalayit Sala. We're now going to read Psalm 79. So the last paragraph on page 5. Mizmor le'asaf Elohim ba'u no'im v'nachalatecha tinu et heikol kachecha samu et Yerushalayim le'im nadu et nivlat avadecha mayal koleo fashamayim basar hasidecha v'chaito aretz shavku ramam kamayim savivot Yerushalayim ve'en kover chayinu et palishkeni neinu le'ag v'keles v'svivoteinu ad ma'ashem te'enif la'netza tivar kemo'esh Aikinatecha Shefchat Hamadcha El Hagoyim Asher Lo Yedaucha Ve'amam Lachot Asher Bashimcha Lo Karau Ki Akol Et Yakovet Navehu Ashamu Altiskar Lanu Avonot Rishonim Maher Yikadmunu Rachamecha Kidalono Meot Ezreinu Elohe Yishenu Al Devar Kevod Shemecha V'Hatzileinu V'Kaper Al Hatoteinu L'man Shemecha L'mayomru Hagoyim Aye Eloheichem Yivada Bagoyim Le'enenu Nikmatam Avadecha Hashapuch Tavo Lefanecha En Kat Asir Kano Del zero achavoter, benetemuta, behashev lishkenenu, shivatayim, el hekam, perpatam, ashechad pucha, Adonai ve'anachnu Amcha v'etzom Miritecha Nodelecha Le'olam ledor v'ador Nisper Tehillatecha. The page 6, Lamentations. Zichur Hashem mehaya lanu habita ureet herpatenu nachalatenu mechechal zarim latenu lenachrim yetomim hayinu imotenu ki amanot memenu bekesev shetinu etenu bimchir yavou al tivarenu nidafnu yananu velo hunach lanu matraim Natanu Yadashur Lishbo Alachem Avotenu Chatu Venam Vianachnu Avonotechem Savalnu Avadim Mashlu Banu Porek Ein Adam B'Nafshenu Navi Lachmenu Mipne Cherev Amdebar Orenu Katinur Nikbaru Mipne Zalapot Rav Nashim b'tzion, inu b'tulot ba'are Yehuda, sarim b'yadam na'idlu p'day. Zekenim misha'ar shavatu bachurim, min yinatam shavat. Mesos libenu nechapach la'evel mecholenu nafla ateret roshenu ona lanu ki chatanu al zehaya tave libenu alele Ashu enenu al hartzion sheshamim shualim hilku bo ata Hashem leolam hataeshev kisacha ledor dor ledor vador Lama lametzach tishkachenu tasvenu leorech yamim Hashivenu Hashem melecha v'nashuvach hadesh yameinu kekedem Ki maos me'astanu Katzavta aleinu ad meod Hashivenu Hashem melecha V'nashuvach hadesh yameinu kekedem Chabet mishamayim ure mizvu Katshecha v'tifartecha ayekin. rachamonecha, berachamecha elai. Hitapaku ki ata, avinu ki Avraham. Lo yadanu veYisrael, lo yakiranu ata. Hashem avinu goalenu, meolam shemecha. Lamati tatenu, Hashem midrakecha, takshitach libenu. Miratcha shuv leman avadecha shivte nachol alatecha lamitzar yarshu am kadshecha tzereinu bosu mikdashecha V'ata Hashem Avinu Ata Anaknu Hachomer V'ata Yotreinu U'Maase Yadecha Kulanu El Tiktof Hashem Ad Me'od V'Ala Ad Tizkor Adon Hein Habet Na'amcha Kulanu Hare Kadshecha Hayu Midbar Tzion Midbar Hayata Yerushalayim Shemama Beit Kadshenu Betifartenu Asher hilucha avoteinu hayalis refat esh v'komacha madeinu hayalich harba ha'alele pitapach Hashem techeshe utaneinu Ad meod chate Elohe aznecha ushma pakach aynecha ureshom emoteinu v'hair asher nikra shimcha alecha ki lo alzit koteinu anachnu mapilim tachanuneinu lefanecha ki el rachamecha arabim adonav shema Adonai selacha, Adonai hakshiva, v'yaseh al ka'achar. L'mancha, Elohai kishimcha nikra, ircha v'alamecha.
It's now time to stand. Say these verses of comfort to ourselves, or out loud, but to comfort ourselves from the pain that we feel from the loss of the temple.
Hidnari me'afarku mishavi Yerushalayim Tidpachi mosrei Tzavarech Shavia Batzion Avom Taich Yerushalayim Ifkati Simrim Kol Hayom Bekol Halayla Tamid Lo Yecheshu Hamiz
Hamaskirim et Hashem Adami Lachem Vialtitnu Damilo Ad Yikonein Viad Yashim Et Yerushalayim Tehila Vaeret Nishba Hashem Bimino Vizroa Uzo Ima Eten Et Denanech O Na'akal Leovayis Vimishtu B'nei Nekar Tiroshech Asher Yina'at Bo Ki me'as bav yokluhu behilu et Hashem umtabatzav ishtuhu v'chatzrot kachi atadakum terechem zion ki etzlechem akiva moed Ki ratzu avadecha et avadecha ve'et afara Yechoneinu bonei Yerushalayim Hashem nidche Yisrael yekanes That's the end of our class. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow we have three classes. One at noon West Coast time, one at 4:30 West Coast time, and one at 7. The one at noon is the Tikkun Chatzot Leah, excuse me, Tikkun Chatzot Rachel. The one at 4:30 is a deeper Zohar study of the Parasha of Noah. And at 7 o'clock, we will connect to the writings of the Ari. I bid you all an easy fast, and have a wonderful week. Shavuot Tov.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Thank you. Shavuot Tov. Easy fast.
Shalom. Shalom.